Went down there a few times when he went down there. Didn't go down there too much. Went back to me a few times down there.
What? Why is? Does everybody know you in the town in Faraday? Do you have much business up there?
Used to be there right little sharp, and years ago I lived there a couple of years and around there some part of the time right in Faraday.
Yes.
But I don't know. They know the Morelands and been knowing them for years. And
yes. The mayor was telling me about you and everybody there.
Well, I knew him ever since he was a Hubert Lee, ever since he was a kid.
Yeah.
Just so, I mean, he's in an old, knew pretty well, knew all his family.
Mm-hmm. The road to get up there was dirt first, he said.
First dirt road. And,
Was it probably the Long administration when you started getting some decent roads here?
No, we didn't. They got some in the parish, but we didn't get down here, I guess, in some of the, maybe, some. But we didn't, they got some, the first road they graveled, I believe, was from Vidalia to Faraday.
Yeah.
And then the next one was from Faraday to Jonesville. And then I believe they probably went up on towards Lake St. John, and then down the Mississippi River a little piece, and then they started down this way, and they come the Wild Road coming that way, and then later they put that cutoff road, as they call it, from up here at this bridge and going out to Stacy. We didn't realize, well, a lot of people knew it, but I don't guess I did. Didn't realize it. What a cutoff that was, you know. And going to town when they went by Harris, I mean, when they went by they used to go to Vidalia. And they'd go up here and go just substantially like they go out to that new road they put through there. And they built these steel bridges in, like the one there at Frogmore, that old bridge, I don't know if you've seen it there, above Frogmore, right up there. And they built several of those bridges, and they built one across Cocodria out there, and it went from Monterey back there, and then it was, I believe when they got out there, the way that road originally went, it was about 16 miles after you got the Mississippi River, you went to up there to Vidalia, I think it was 14 or 16, like they go now. But a lot of us, we done it, did a lot of traveling here by, run a little old mail boat or two, and sometimes they'd have, I guess John would be as many, about all he could carry, maybe 20 passengers on there, you know, and go up there and some trade and go and then catch that train going over to Vidalia if they went through courthouse. And, of course, in later years, they got to going by car. But cars sort of hard done to come along. The cars kind of played out there for a while. There wasn't many cars.
When you went to do some trading, when you were a boy, would they ever give you a little something for coming?
Well, I didn't get to go much when I was little. I made my first trip to Natchez when I was between five, well, I wasn't 6 years old. Went on the steamboat and went around down the Red River and back around up Mississippi. Yeah, back up to Mississippi. But I don't recall getting nothing much there. But most of the time, you know, my daddy went on a trip. He usually brought us a bunch of junk and pretty good.